November 30, Day of Remembrance for 850,000 Jewish Refugees from Arab Countries. By Joel B. Polak on November 30, 2023. November 30 marks the annual Day of Remembrance for 850,000 Jewish refugees from Arab countries, many of whom were forced to flee in the mid-20th century, both before and after the creation of the State of Israel. Unlike Palestinian refugees, who were kept in refugee camps by Arab states, and made to depend on the United Nations for assistance, the Jewish refugees were resettled into Israel, where they and their descendants have made essential contributions to the development of the country. As Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs notes, on November 30, Israel and the Jewish world remember the fate of more than 850,000 Jews who were expelled and forced out of Arab lands and Iran in the 20th century. This Memorial Day commemorates the tragedy of people who were forced to flee their homes, part from their host cultures and leave the countries where they had lived for centuries, solely because of their Jewish identity. Thousands of Jews were forced to leave behind their properties, businesses and possessions. Jews in Iraq, Libya, Yemen and more were compelled to leave behind their heritage, ancestors, and legacies. Many even suffered from violence, brutality and persecution. Upon arrival to Israel, these Jewish immigrants who were forced to leave their homes overcame personal and communal tragedy and not only persevered, but thrived. Many rose to important positions in the national government and in the public and private sectors. They have made an invaluable contribution to the fabric of Israeli society, and their vibrant cultures are an integral part of the colorful mosaic of the Jewish people in the land of Israel. It is time for the world to hear their story. Jews from the Middle East and Africa, who are often referred to as Mizrahi Eastern Jews, live throughout the world today, and many Mizrahi communities observe November 40 in coordination with official observances within Israel itself. Roughly 700,000 Arab refugees left Israel during Israel's War of Independence in 1948, when the new Jewish state was attacked by its neighbors. In many cases, Jewish leaders pleaded with Arab residents to stay, but many were told to leave by Arab leaders. Today, 20% of Israel's population is Arab today. Palestinian refugees, defined loosely in a way that includes residents who simply happened to living in the area around 1948, and their descendants number in the several millions. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.